The clean-up continues this morning on the east coast after destructive flooding. At Tokumaru Bay, the school has been almost completely destroyed and closed indefinitely. Families were evacuated in some areas where houses were flooded. Numerous roads were washed away, including a bridge in Waipiro Bay. RNZ's Marnie Dunlop is in Tokumaru Bay and joins us now. Morena.
Morena, Corin. I wish I could say I was coming from the sunny Tairawhiti right now, but it's not too sunny today.
Yes, how is it looking there? So a big clean-up job today. Is that going to be hampered by more rain?
Well, look, it is still quite dark, but there was quite a bit of rain overnight. It's quite windy and blustery out there, but luckily it doesn't look like there's too much rain and a few isolated showers expected. Yesterday afternoon it had kind of eased off, so that's when, around two-ish, from two onwards, you could really see the impact of the rain that early morning.
Yes, you had a good look around yesterday. What's the scale of the damage there?
Look, it's quite significant. And, you know, as soon as you come into Tokumaru Bay, you go to the right, there's a street, Arthur Street there, and a lot of the homes there were completely flooded out. And so when I got there, there were people pulling everything out that they could of the house. But also they obviously have to wait for the insurance assessors, so they can't really start the big, big cleanup until they get here in order to have a look at that damage. So a lot of whānau who self-evacuated, well, and essentially forced to evacuate and like completely, and they cannot live in these homes. They are completely flooded out and everything is completely damaged. So on a localised level, people's homes have been destroyed essentially, and a lot of work to be done in the clean-up there, as well as a lot of people came away unscathed in terms of their properties. But the roads are pretty shocking. So the contractors were out yesterday trying to block off certain areas because obviously being up on the Cape, there's a lot of isolated roads and things like that. So trying to ascertain, you know, the gravity of the damage and what needed to be fixed. Obviously, and like you said in the intro, in Waipiro Bay, when I got there was a completely, like a bridge. It was as if there was never a bridge there. And a tractor had been left in the river as well, obviously trying to help somebody. And that's isolated about 15 houses, 15 whānau, who can come back around at low tide, fortunately. So, yeah, there's in terms of other roads, I was having to go onto private properties in order to get through to places to see, you know, the severity of the damage. And the roads here, Corin, have always been a bone of contention for a lot of residents. And so when they don't survive or don't come through these sorts of storms, there's much more pressure in these circumstances to place on central government and local government to fix this issue. And so obviously kind of in the days to come, that will come more to light in terms of what really needs to be done for future floods. When this is quite a common occurrence on the coast. And even yesterday, of Cyclone Bola in 1988 is still really fresh in mind for a lot of these residents, and said, you know, and there was a lot of concern around the rivers and the way they were rising, how fast they were rising, that it was similar levels to Cyclone Bola. So people kind of went into the mode of, okay, are we preparing for the worst? And luckily they started to recede when that rain receded over the day.
And Marnie, just an update on the school. So Tokumaru Bay School has been very badly damaged.
Yeah, so I checked that out yesterday afternoon. No one was at the time, but when I had a look through around the school, a lot of flooding inside and very evident outside as well. It's really up to all of the doors. So there'll be a community effort today, which the club rooms where everyone will meet to have the hui this morning to decide what will happen for the day is right next to the school. And so I'd say a lot of the effort would go on to help fix up that school, as well as the houses which are close by that need a bit of help. And also Nanny Mills, a tree on her lawn needs to be removed as well. And so, yeah, a lot of focus into the school. And at this stage, the students will have to return to distance learning. So another disruption for them, as it was for them last year with COVID. So not the best for this little community and for Hātearangi School.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Namahi. Marnie Dunlop there, our reporter in Tokumaru Bay. We'll hear again from her later in the program as it starts to get light and we can get a better assessment too of that damage.